Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I say we just start with what I think is one of the biggest news, Nate and Michelle breaking.
Yeah.
They were engaged for 6 months.
Yeah.
Oof. I thought they would have lasted short. A little longer. Yeah.
I know. That's short.
I feel like we saw them doing a lot. They traveled a bunch. They did a lot of red carpets together.
They did. And I feel like they did a lot of showmance, or like showing a lot of their romance to us, which we did not deserve or need.
Yeah.
and I did see somebody mentioned in the Facebook group, I did see Tasia on Watch What Happens Live, and the first thing they did was like clown it.
And Michelle,
they were like, they were like, oh, somebody from The Bachelor broke up, can you imagine? And I just thought that was really sad and like kind of mean to do, to laugh at somebody in complete heartbreak, even if they're faking it, right? You don't know, though, is the thing. Mm-hmm. You don't know. We don't know how long they've been broken up. Right. We don't know, like, any of that.
Yeah. Why'd they do that with Tasia? She just had a breakup not that long ago, either. That seems rude.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Just to start out the gate laughing at heartbreak, I can't get with that conversation. I can't do that, but no. I'm just really sad that they're not together and that she has a podcast talking about love 24/7 on the same show that her heart was broken into a million pieces. Because I had to talk about this show while I was heartbroken, and it was really hard.
And you didn't come out the franchise. She's
I didn't
from the heartbreak of this here franchise where it started. So.
Yeah.
Not great. But yeah, so she posted a little Instagram story. That's kind of what broke the news, I guess. Even though people have been like speculating as they always do. But she said, you know, he quickly became my best friend. I will never stop wanting to see you succeed. So it seems amicable enough. I mean, we don't know. He could have completely done, you know, trashed the shit out of her in some way or whatever.
But yeah.
It was a loving as it can be, like, message. Nate also gave, you know, a nice little message as well. But then the haters were coming for Nate.
I know, the trolls were really coming for him. And you all know he's like Drake. You know that's why we had this hypothesis. He has all the same DNA as Drake.
He was real light skin in his defensive
and
post.
Very light skin and sensitive. With a shirtless picture, the picture before.
I know. But yeah, I mean, it's hard though, because I just can't imagine the platform he has 300,000 followers or whatever. And you open it up and it's just DM of hate. And he must cheat it. He ain't shit. He was this. So I get it. Going on and kind of like defending yourself, but yeah, a lot of haters calling him a cheater, saying that he, you know, ain't shit from the beginning. He was a walking red flag.
What?
You know, he didn't move.
Oh god,
people have been calling out how he didn't move to Minnesota and like why didn't they move in together yet and all of in their lives. And yeah, he went and kind of defended himself. His first post was literally, "No, I did not cheat," or "There was no cheating," or something.
Oh my god. And he's not the type, he doesn't sell anything on his Instagram, so that really is him looking at all them DMs and shit.
Yeah.
Like management or
right.
something.
I think he actually does control his IG. That sucks. But I was thinking, Michelle and Nate, they kind of remind me a little bit of Katina and Olajuwon from Married at First Sight.
How
we all were looking at Olajuwon sideways, like, this don't make no sense. Katina, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Same thing with Nate and Michelle. Well, at the end, I feel like I came around to Nate, but the general sentiment was like, Michelle, what are you doing? Why Nate? Like,
yeah.
Generally, most people are like Team Brandon. But yeah, I think Michelle, similar to Katina, she like saw something in Nate that none of us could see, and it didn't make sense to us. But she saw it. Yeah. She stuck by it. We love her. We trust her. So we're like, all right, whatever you want to do, girl. We love it. You know, do you. But yeah, she had the patience or whatever, the wherewithal to like be with a man like that who people would say, quote unquote, was a walking red flag. He was very emotionally unavailable. We literally watched him say, I love you to his dad for the first time on television. Like, you know, there's a lot that she had to work there with. And yeah, I was definitely rooting for them, but yeah, whatever it was, didn't work out. I know. Sad.
It's so sad.
Very sad. Yeah, first black couple to well, besides Riley and Marissa.
Riley
first
and Marissa.
Out of like the main podcast, the main show.
The main show.
But yeah, many people are wondering now that $200,000 that they got from ABC.
Oh, please. Get out of their pockets and relax. Please.
I'm curious. They got to give that back, I'm sure. I'm sure they got to give that back. I know they have to give that back.
Yeah.
Because you know the rule about the ring. They have to be engaged for at least 2 years. If not, they got to give back the ring. So she got to hand back that ring and they got to hand back that $200,000.
Damn. It wasn't worth it. Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all could have made it work. Y'all could have faked through it.
You cheat all you want to, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm buying this house.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
We're splitting down the middle. You take 100, I take 100. We just kind of like play nice for the next 2 years. We couldn't do that. That's a lot of fucking money. That's
a lot
of free money, bro. Like
that's a lot of money to us in New York. That's so much that money to somebody in a fucking soda.
Millions in a soda, yo.
Are you serious?
My God.
Oh my God. Come on, man.
Oh God. They couldn't hack it.
I know. Pulling off that ring too. No, we having an arrangement. We doing something.
We
making an arrangement.
We have to. Damn. But that's huge. Actually, when I think about it now, because they were engaged 6 months, to call off an engagement, that either means shit wasn't good. Shit was funky for a while, and they were trying to work it out. And then 6 months, it was like, all right, we tried our best. We can't do it. Or something actually happened.
Yes. That,
and then
she
or him was like, we're done. You know what I mean? So... either way, it seems like the match wasn't a great one.
Because they could have just treated it like they date, like Hannah G.
Right.
Yeah, Hannah G. Yeah. You know, they're still dating.
They're still dating.
As far as I'm concerned, she just has an accessory.
Right.
But they're still dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it didn't work out.
Ugh,
I know.
So sad. Really sad.
But yeah, Michelle's in Iceland, living her best life for her two besties. They look cute.
Yeah.
Content was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Iceland's beautiful. She has some great bikinis and bathing suits and stuff. So,
and I'm sure you could shop code Michelle 10. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
On
I'm
there.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, wishing them the best. In other breakup news, John and Katie broke up.
Excuse me, they weren't next on my list. I really do hate her in the same way that I hate Taylor Swift. In that same
very
way
similar
that
she,
way.
Sure she loves
oh my
Taylor
God.
Swift. Yeah, I'm sure she does. It's a very similar hatred is a strong word, but yeah, can't stand that bitch.
No, I can't stand Taylor Swift. I cannot stand
I can't
her.
Stand
not
her.
The same way I can't stand Lena Dunham. Not that same way, but very similar.
Another one. Yeah.
Ooh, she another one. Yeah. Ooh, but Lena Dunham has said things to make me hate her.
Yes.
Taylor Swift has not
said
anything
much
out of her face.
Yeah.
But the way she fucking moves, the way that bitch moves,
She did. She lied on Kanye. She lied.
She lied on Kanye.
And Kim mm-hmm. came with the receipts. And I don't fuck with she Kim sure nor did. Kanye, but I definitely don't fuck with Taylor after she lied on him. So
yeah,
it's a no.
Yeah,
it's mm-hmm. a hell no.
Mm-hmm. And she does shady shit, like mm-hmm. her trademarking like lines of her song so other people can't use it. Yeah. That shit is shady.
It's weird. She does weird business stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. She always seems to be in the news with some weird shit. I don't know.
But then she's like, oh my God, you guys, I have to re-record all my music because this man owns me.
Owns
and I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you trademarked Hey, How Are You in a song so nobody else could use it. Are you fucking serious?
Hey, how are you?
Like,
oh, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I just don't like how she be writing songs about everybody and you know exactly who she's writing about.
Exactly who
it
is. That
shit is just so whack. And, like, why you need to do that? You're famous enough. Why now write a song that we all know is about Katy Perry and then create this whole new storm around it but try to pretend like it wasn't about her? Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Because I think Taylor Swift is a very talented songwriter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
All for
I think
some
so too.
Catchy.
Yeah, all
very
yes. fucking
all
hate
of
it.
Them.
How catchy they are. Hate
them. Yes.
Yeah.
I know all the worst style, bitch. And yep. I only listened to it 3 times. All
right.
She got a pen. Okay. Yeah, she does. But the way that she evades all responsibilities for mm-hmm. people's feelings mm-hmm. in order to play the victim on the internet mm-hmm. really doesn't sit well with me.
No.
For a white woman, especially one who's our age, because that means you learn that shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh,
yeah. It's
God.
Yeah, I cannot stand her either. I truly can't.
Lord.
But yeah, Katie, for some reason, she in that same boat. She in that same vibe.
Same boat mm-hmm. of like, you guys, I'm going to be messy and tell you L about my exes. Nah, 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 and then be like, we broke up as her fucking
thing.
Announcement.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, girl, go on live. You better go on Instagram
right.
live.
Because he was doing all this before.
And explain it all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very true.
She never comes with that same energy, ever. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Just inconsistent. just seems very inconsistent. But yeah, her and that dude broke up, and then
John, I hope to see you on the beach. Hopefully. John, yeah, you are very good looking, tall, and you seem very nice. So, yeah. John, I hope to see you on the beach. I hope you have a grocery store Joe come back, okay?
I don't think we're going to see him on this beach. I don't know if you
saw
him and Katie have already been photographed hanging out, you know, together. There's a whole bunch of them this weekend or last weekend or something. Yeah. So, yeah. He ain't going to the beach. He's still... You know, they still figuring their shit out probably or whatever.
Yeah. That's crazy though. How do you announce all that and then go to the county
fair? That's what I'm saying.
It was literally the county fair.
It was like the the San Michael Pier, whatever the hell there was at. They just seemed like the messy type. Like, we ain't gonna see Michelle and Nate walking hand in hand or whatever 2 days later after a public message.
No.
But John and Katie, they're gonna be the ones that like break up, gets back together. Break up, gets back, you know, the whole And I don't care enough about them to be watching their mess. I just know that's the energy I feel like I'm going to be getting from them the next month or two.
Yeah. I do.
So yeah, wish them well, I guess.
Yeah, good luck with that. And I hope you sell lots of vibrators, Katie. And stop it with the rest of this, because it's annoying.
Please email Two Black Girls OneRose at gmail.com if you are you listen to us and you're a Katie fan. I'm so curious. What is the likability, or what is there about her that draws you to her? Like, she has fans out there. She got people who like her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
I'm curious if you listen to us and also like her, and just explain to me what that is, why.
And I know y'all are gonna come for me and us about hating Taylor Swift. I know y'all going to. I know you. Y'all know you are.
Don't email us. I don't care. You are. I don't care to hear the defense. Please do not email us to talk about your love of Taylor. I do not care. It's a no.
And I get it. I mean, she writes good songs. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah, I can give her that. She got catchy songs, but everything else about her can kiss my ass. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways.
Next news, Elizabeth Corrigan from Alien Season came out as bisexual.
Yeah. The weekend of Pride in New York City.
Pride in New York, yes. Oh, her little
fabulous.
Her her picture was cute. Her post. Her post.
It was. Yes. It was.
Little rainbow tube top New York. Like, she was on the High Line or something. But yeah, she came out, she said, "I'm queer," and then she specified and said she has always been bisexual and always will be.
Wow.
Yeah, just came right on out with it.
That's truth, something. Bitch. At 32, I think she's one of those.
Like
older-ish.
Yeah,
she's in her 30s to come out on the internet, you know? Yeah. That's really cool.
I know. So, proud of her. That's exciting. And anything, particularly in Bachelor Nation, which we know is very white, right-wing, conservative, like that whole thing. I love to see any of these expressions of like identity, especially if it's not race related, because we do a lot of race. You know, Bachelor has a whole bunch of race stuff in the last few years, but we're coming out as queer, bisexual. We had Becca Tilly the other day. We reported on her already. About her relationship with homegirl from Insecure. I can't remember her name, but I'm proud to just see these Bachelor contestants coming, living their truth. They've built platforms off of this, the backs of this damn franchise and this Bachelor Nation. And to be like, guess what? Announcement.
To spread a message that just doesn't go along with maybe the audience's preference.
Right.
Because that's what it is. It's a preference, not reality. Is so cool.
Yeah.
It's so dope.
Very, very cool. So, shout out to her. Okay. Next news I had. Sydney Hightower, bitch.
Oh my god, that was my next one too!
Okay.
Yes! Sydney got married. Yes. Part of Peter's season of Elite Women,
I would say.
He had a great cast.
He did. He really did. God.
Yeah. It was his top five that I didn't really care for, I think. Like Mackenzie and Madison and
Madison,
you know, and like Kelly. I think Kelly was in that top five. I wasn't like a fan, but Natasha was in that cast. Jasmine was in that cast. Sydney was in that cast. Lots of great ladies.
Some great ladies. But yeah, Sydney married her San Francisco 49ers linebacker boyfriend or fiance, now husband.
Fine as
hell. Woo, he cute. He's so fine. Fred Warner, he's only 25. They are babies.
I know. Wow. Football players be getting married young like
they
that.
They do. Yeah. Why? What is that?
I don't know. If someone could email the number 2BlackGirls1Rose@gmail.com because it's giving veteran. Like it's giving, you know what I mean?
Military benefits.
It's giving. Yes. That's what it's giving.
It is.
It's giving, like, since I can still walk, we got to get married.
It's giving GI Bill. Like, what is this? It's true, though. Oh, it seems very, like...
No, for real.
It's a theme. You see a lot of young NFL couples. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know Sydney don't have no insurance. I know she was on the ACA, so I don't know, like.
Oh my god! But yeah, I was shocked to read that he's 25, she's 27. They've been together for it seems like a minute. I feel like we've been watching them for a while.
Yeah,
they had a beautiful wedding in Cali. They flew, I don't know if you read this, the chapel that they got married under, I guess, like the little gazebo maybe or whatever. They flew it in from France, like very specific. Very like rich.
Why did it need to be flown in from France?
I do not know. I guess they wanted this very specific like custom French chapel. I have no fucking idea, but that sounds expensive.
That sounds very unnecessary.
That
sounds like something you can get on Etsy or something.
Oh, definitely. For a quarter of the price to fly that shit in. I don't know what that's about, but
Girl, I'll be happy if I get a neon sign.
Right?
Fly a chaplain from France. I know they're really expensive. I would love one. Yeah. But they're really expensive.
So imagine flying a chaplain.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a fun fact.
Okay. All right, Sydney, whatever, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. This also was interesting. It made me kind of think about Nate and I, what we're gonna do. Sydney revealed that she and Fred wrote their own vows to each other ahead of time.
Yes, you saw
that too.
Did they give it to each other and then they did the traditional?
They said they separately before the wedding read their vows and then they did the traditional like regular, you know, sermon or whatever during the wedding.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Nate and I have thought about doing something like that. We're still unclear what we're doing. Because I think in theory, in our head, we want to do the live vows. But as I told you, we're both criers and I think we're just not going to get through it. It's going to be
a mess. And I, you know, I love the both of you and all of that. But I think if you both are up there,
exactly,
it's going a little long. It's going go on a little long-winded.
Yes.
And I'm going to be sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, the experience for everyone is going to be awkward and weird and long-winded. And he and I are going to be connected and crying and looking at each other. Everybody else is going to be like... like holding back laughter, I'm sure. So,
girl, I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom. But it's so it's not the most comfortable for your guests to experience all of that.
All of that,
You know,
it's
a lot. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2BlackGirls1Rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.